So if you're wondering what this is, which you're probably not because it's getting a little more obvious, this is all AI.
I hate it.
I'm like so confused right now.
I know.
That's a good one.
Are we ready?
I don't know.
Is it happening? Oh my God, it's so scary. Hey, welcome back to Whatever the Hell This Is, Spencer Dating Edition. Woo! Oh my God. Ah, I'm freaking out. I literally woke up in sweats last night. Not in sweats, and nightmares. I'm so nervous, but so excited. How are you feeling?
I'm also feeling nervous. I woke up today, I was like, I don't think anyone's having a similar day to me on right now. I think it's a unique day. So,
yeah. Okay, so let me explain how this is all going to go down, because it's different than I was expecting, but I think that's a good thing. So first of all, we were going to rent out this crazy mansion and shoot this whole thing like The Bachelor in this crazy, huge, epic mansion. All of them said no. So then we moved into this house. Then I was going to have like 5 or 6 girls, and it was going to be like The Bachelor, like a competition. And then this morning, 4 of the girls dropped out.
Got sick.
4 of the girls got sick, which I think is code for they forgot Coachella was this weekend.
So
we didn't think that one through.
Or it was just too much, you know?
Well, okay, but here's what I will say. The girls that did drop out, they still gave me their Instagrams for Spencer.
Are you kidding me? No, they do not. If they cannot make their way over here, they do not deserve him.
Here's the crazy part. So, and listen, no offense to the girls that aren't here, but the 2 girls that we have, I loved all the girls. That sounds weird. All the girls I was emailing with, I loved them all.
It was a lot of emailing too. Every time I'd look over at him, what are you doing? Oh, just coordinating girls.
So, first of all, I had to. And this is why. You see why, right? I was emailing these poor girls so much over the last few weeks because I knew that they were going to drop out. So I was like, hey, triple checking, you're still coming. Hey, quadruple checking, you're still coming. And guess what? They still dropped out. Once again, no offense, Spencer. Their IGs are waiting.
This is a real hit to him.
But the 2 that we are left with, I love them from the beginning. I love their answers to all the questions. They're just so down to earth and cool. And I was very excited. And they're in the other room right now. Spencer has not met them yet. And they're becoming friends. Like, they're literally like kiki.
That's the drama. Like, can you imagine if what happens from this podcast is 2 girls become best friends and Spencer's single?
I was going to say they're going to band together and say, we can't do this to each other.
Yeah.
And then just leave. Out.
So here's the other crazy part. So obviously, Jared and Sandra are here in their grower and farmer merch. The epitome of love, literally.
Yeah. Well, you dressed them in matching outfits and you showed up as Ken from the Barbie movie and left me in nothing.
Well, the farmer, I'm always wearing it.
Listen, so. You guys were on your way to Walmart and you decided to pop on by. Yeah.
No good Hot Wheels. Let's go ahead and go over here.
I think it all happened for us. You know, those other 3 girls dropped out so that Spencer had a better chance getting to know one of the 2.
I agree. Well, here's the thing too. We're going to switch it up a little bit. So originally it was going to be more competitive and more like pitting them against each other. And you have to pick a winner at the end, which I always hated from the beginning. That was your idea.
Dang. Shots fired.
Well, your idea was Drag Race, which doesn't really make sense.
I know. I'm still pissed we're not on a soundstage. I thought you were going to dress as Mother walking down the stage in a big wig. I was going to be Ross Matthews in some gay ass shirt. Like,
Oh my gosh. No. So I like this because here's what we're actually going to do. Now you're going to have 2 dates with 2 very real, like they are interested in love, 2 women, and we're going to watch the dates live. We're not doing like a dating game. We're not going to ask kooky questions, maybe a few, but we're going to actually watch these dates. So I have in my office upstairs a room set up with cameras.
Very real.
And we are first going to interview the girls one by one, get to know them, do a little background check.
It was hard for Jared and I to keep our mouths closed. We were sitting with them, and I think we already know too much.
I know. I had to tell Jared to stop because I was like, you're getting too friendly with these people. You know too much.
Yeah, so we're going to, get to know them more than they already did a little bit. And then we're going to send them up the stairs one by one into the date. And hopefully enjoying the awkwardness or the love sparks happening right in front of our eyes.
Did you prepare yourself with some questions in case there's some awkward lulls?
No. I will.
Well, I do have some questions from the comments that we could pull from. Mm-hmm. We also could do a stir the pot. You could be sitting there with a little pot. We could figure it out. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be awkward. These girls are very, very... Well, I don't want to give it away, but they're very fun. And
are,
I think they're
are
great.
You nervous?
Yes.
Oh, you don't less, seem nervous.
Well, I'm just, you know, that's just me.
Medically, he can't.
Oh, yeah. You have to look at the hands. What are the hands?
Yeah, I'm like fidgeting. Yeah.
What is he? That's the nerves coming out.
I actually got less nervous with fewer people because I was like, okay, I can have more of like an authentic connection with someone, yes, as opposed to like five people felt like it felt like that first night of The Bachelor where it's like, hey, can I steal you away? Can I steal you away? It's like, that's not, you're not like really connecting with anyone.
Agreed. Here's what I will say. A couple nights ago, I texted you and I was like, hey, the reality, because we've been planning this episode for a while and kind of, you know, doing and talking about it and stuff. And the reality hit me. I was like, oh, this isn't just a podcast. Like, you could meet the love of your life. This is a lot of pressure. I was like, do you want to do this? Like, is this, are you still cool with this?
No, yeah, I'm cool with it.
And you had a moment where you were like, yeah, I'm nervous too. This is kind of crazy.
Yeah, no, I definitely, there was this, I had a similar, because I had been like, we've been planning it and I've been kind of thinking of just like, oh yeah, a dating episode, that's a great idea, this, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm the one doing the date. Yeah. Like, that's gonna be me. Yeah, so
I think it'd be super weird if you weren't nervous.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah,
I think it's very good that you're nervous.
I agree. Let me just say, side note, one of the girls fell out because she really wanted to come. Once again, I have her IG. But she fell out because she was like, hey, so I'm actually under contract on another dating show on Fox called Farmer Meets a Wife.
What?
And I was like, that's a thing? What are you talking? Literally, they created a show. That's crazy. It's a farm. I don't know if they're all growers. But yeah, she was like, so if you do it in a month, I can do it because of my NDA, but whatever. She's very sweet. So shout out, girl. I can't say your name. I don't want to give it away, but shout out, girl, from Farmer Meets a Wife. Isn't that random?
Do they all wear a farmer hoodie?
I don't know. She said she's going to
wear... No, they're like actual farmers.
Yeah, literal. She said she's going to wear the farmer merch, though, when she's promoting the show. I was like, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, well, Spencer, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Head up those stairs, baby. Oh my God, I'm so ready! Oh my God, oh my God. Spencer,
Spencer, Spencer, Spencer.
It's a lot of stairs.
Look at that walk up the stairs.
Okay, are you guys ready to meet the first girl?
This is crazy. Okay,
I don't know what we're going to ask them. Well, I do have their profiles. They sent me their answers and stuff, so we'll go through it. But Desiree!
I can't believe this is happening.
I'm so excited.
Are they going to sit in Spencer's seat that he has already warmed up?
Oh, sorry. There's a yeah. Oh, she figured it out. She's smart. Yay! Oh, my God. I'm so happy.
Surround sound.
Okay, let me give a little background on Desiree. She said, hey, I'm a 24-year-old recent grad from Sherman Oaks. I'm originally from the Bay Area, but stayed down here after college. Some of my interests include my daily YouTube feed, anime, drawing, movies, and trying new restaurants. And let me just say, one of my favorite things you said was that you don't have a favorite national park, which was one of the questions.
Kind of a bummer, but okay.
But you love movies so much that there was a year where you went to three different movie theaters for three different movies on one day.
Yeah, I did that like 2 months ago.
That, okay, why?
Because I had nothing to do.
Yes.
And there were so many movies to see.
Mm. What movies were they?
All of Us Strangers.
Okay.
It was like at the end. If you want to cry, go ahead and watch it.
Oh.
I watched the Hayato Miyazaki movie, the newest one.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys...
I do.
Like Studio Ghibli stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love all these.
I'm a Ghibler myself.
All I do is Kimmy Ghibler.
Yeah.
And I watched The Iron Claw. Cried for that too. So I cried twice. It was an emotional day for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Woman of taste.
Well, hopefully you don't cry today.
I don't think so.
Okay, good.
I'm not getting those vibes.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. What?
Well, Jared and I uncovered a bombshell. And was it even in your submission?
No.
Not that it's important to you and Spencer's relationship. I guess it would be actually eventually.
She's married. What is it?
I'll let her tell you. I'll let her tell you. She is a
triplet.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
There's three of you. So if it doesn't work out with you.
Well, one's a brother.
There's two more.
One's a brother.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But my sister's single too.
Oh. And the show.
Not only that, but she didn't even tell them. So they're just going to watch this and see her pop up.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
Oh my God.
Yeah. That'd be really funny.
Wow. Wait,
so they don't know you're doing this?
No.
No way.
I only told my mom, but she's kind of a blabbermouth, but we'll see.
Oh my God.
My sister hasn't said anything. We're vlogging with each other daily about what's going on.
You're a vlogger?
No. Just on Snapchat to each other since we don't you know, live by each other anymore, but I'm not telling her.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to do a quick little background check. You know, make sure that you're not, you know, a serial killer. You can make sure we're not serial killers. So yeah, Jared, do you have any questions that you want to ask before she's sent up to the room? To the very safe room.
Yes. Right. How do you spell okay in a text?
Oh.
Okay.
No A-Y?
No.
But you passed.
You're not a serial killer.
Really?
I like it. Yeah.
Wait, I agree with that logic. Yes.
Wait, why?
Why?
It's weird. If you don't know, you don't know.
I don't know. It's passive aggressive.
I don't know either.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you do with it
exactly.
Period?
Yeah.
Well, I talked like, to
okay.
Text.
I like it.
It's full blown. It depends on if there's a period after or not for me.
Oh, the period? I never talked to that person.
Deal breaker.
Done. Okay.
Sandy, do you have any questions? The fellow woman?
Well, I do. I was looking at your tattoos, and which one means like the most to you?
I mean, I guess the heart ones, because like I said, they're for like my grandparents. Mm-hmm. I also have, I don't know if you could see it, like a gold heart necklace. Mm-hmm. It's my grandma who passed away. She wore one too, so I thought like of having one. My sister has one. My aunt has one. My mom has one. So my cousin. So it's like really cute.
Aww.
Connections.
I love that. Okay, so before we start the date, what are you looking for? Like, what are you looking for in a relationship? Why did you decide to do this?
I would say looking for something, I guess, more serious. Just, I'm not really into casual dating. And after like a few years of online dating and prospects, that just, everyone was saying like, I had such a great time. Like, let's go to the next date. And then like, oh, sorry, bye. And so I'm like more on communication on like what you're looking for. But yeah, I would say something more serious. I mean, I don't need to like settle down or anything.
Yeah.
I'm 24.
How?
I'm not trying 24. To get.
Oh.
Yeah. Perfect. I'm not trying to get married or anything.
Okay.
Like, nothing soon, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
But something real.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there something that you don't want in your partner? Like something that you would kind
a
of turn you
breaker.
Off? Yeah. A deal breaker.
A deal breaker.
Or a red flag.
Yes.
I mean, this is silly, but someone who's like really into cars. Okay. like too much in the cars, like
it's what's the
like,
personality.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a very common thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why is that?
Like, weird.
Why is that?
That's why guys are so into cars?
Oh no! Why would somebody being so into cars?
Why is that a deal breaker?
Be a deal breaker?
People say like they care more about their car than their partner,
and then you have to listen to it all the time too. Who cares what kind of engine's in it?
Yeah,
what
about I don't animals? Know about cars.
What about animals? What if they're like super into animals?
Oh.
That's fine. I like animals.
Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like
but not like lizards or. That's
I wonder. No lizards, no cars.
No reptiles, no
hide
birds.
Your lizard.
So it's not them being into something. It's just you don't want to hear about cars and lizards all day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a very specific type of person.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you guys talk to, I mean, if you other young girls on dating apps, that's like very.
We don't.
Prevalent.
Yeah. Just for the record, I don't talk to young girls on dating apps.
And fishing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That seems very straight.
Yeah. I don't care about fishing.
Yeah. You want a gay guy? Literally. Okay. Okay. Well, Desiree, your time has come. Feel free to remove your headphones and walk up those stairs to your future.
Oh, my,
oh my God.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Whew, okay, the anxiety of this episode is really making me want to take a vacation. It's really making me want to lay on the beach. Just, you know, some fun on my phone, away from the distractions of the world. And what a better thing to play than DraftKings Casino, baby! That's right, they're back! With exclusive games like Rocket, the excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. So if you want to check out DraftKings Casino, they are giving you guys a very special deal. If you download the app and use code GROWER, new players starting with just $5 will get 100 back instantly in casino credits. All you have to do is download the app and use code GROWER. Once again, if you have a problem with gambling or if you think you might have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net.
In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. member. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
So check it out if you want to have some fun, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. Has he found love? I don't know. I hope so. Okay, see you later. Bye. Is it happening? Okay, sorry. So we're sharing a microphone because we want to round. Okay, I'm getting nervous. We're literally airplaying a hidden camera of the date right there. So Rylan wants to be able to see, so we're sharing a mic. Okay, Desiree, take a step toward your dreams. This is crazy. I'm freaking out. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh,
look at her go.
Oh, I'm dead.
Yes.
I'm dead.
Does that work? Hello. Nice to meet you.
Desiree. Welcome. I don't like that I can hear them shouting in there.
Yeah, well, I'm in the kitchen, so I can too.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm good. Honestly, just like driving over here, I was like, wow, this is really happening.
Yeah, that's how I felt setting this up. I was like,
I can't stop smiling. Like, my face hurts already.
That's so sweet.
Okay, that's good. That's a good sign. This is like also weird for me because it's like truly a blind date. Like, for me, like, I've never, like, I don't know. It's just odd. It's just odd experience.
Why am I getting emotional?
Well, I mean, not many people have their date being
Yeah, that's true. So this is a pretty unusual experience.
I would say this is a first for me, too, okay. For sure.
They're so cute.
Where are you from? Are you from LA area?
No, I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from north.
What brought you down here?
School.
Nice. Are you in school now?
No, I just graduated in December.
Nice.
And now couch is so big.
Nice.
It's where we live. We live on that couch.
I cleaned it.
Did you have to read the emails that everybody sent?
No.
Are they even telling you the
I haven't seen anything. I don't know anything.
Oh, I thought they would like maybe like show you the tell you the answers to like questions weed it out or something.
I wish I did. I wish I knew some of the answers. No, but yeah, so I assume that was on the profile.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just started. I've been at my work for like literally a month, but I plan on being it for a long time.
I've been
in college for too long, so I was just ready to work, honestly.
Yeah, I feel that. Do you like it? Do you like the people there?
Yeah, and like working with patients, it's like very interesting days.
Really? Like you get a lot of like different people?
Yeah, some, you know, questionable people. Oh, I work at like a bigger hospital, so sometimes there's some VIPs that come in.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Just dropping names.
Ooh. It's gotta be Cedars-Sinai.
Okay. Not like people you know. I would tell
you. Yeah.
You obviously work here.
Yeah. Well, before this, I worked at like a restaurant on like Melrose, and we would get, it was the same thing. It would be like, people would be like, oh, you know who that is? I'd be like, oh, no.
Oh, he has good stories.
I used to work at a restaurant too.
What?
Well, it's not well known because it's from back home.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know.
Yeah. It's just a sports bar, but I worked there for 6 years before I moved down here.
My heart is racing.
It's like kind of awkward and I love it.
Maybe this is a bad look for me, but like recently, you know, the where you like order something, they type it in and they flip the thing around.
Yeah, like a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or like a boba shop.
Yeah. And it's like, do you really deserve it? I mean, I know I do. I do.
Ooh, Spencer.
I can hear them. I hear you.
I can hear.
You're losing it.
Anyway, I do tip. Okay, I tip every year. I tip.
Just, I get that though. I don't tip when I go to Starbucks sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes
I'll give you a pass. It's okay. There's a red flag I didn't mention.
Do you have red flags? Like
people who don't tip.
It's hard to like think of on the fly.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could hear us.
No, I couldn't hear you.
Here.
I couldn't hear
oh,
you.
Oh, did they like
I just couldn't
earphones? Oh, because I said that people who are really into cars.
That's okay, good. I don't
know. Yeah, that's what I said.
Lizards.
Fishing's a no.
Okay.
I wasn't sure since they said the national park thing.
I have gone fishing, but it's not like a personality trait of mine.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That can
like
be a
the people who like,
that's
yeah,
the
always,
that's
like
the all difference. The
what is it about fishing that's, I've always, because it's like such a
I just don't care about it.
Okay, fair enough.
So that's why I'm like, I don't want to I'm not gonna want to do it.
No, totally.
I don't want to wake up at like 4 a.m. to go fishing on a dock, staring at the water for like, you know, 6 hours.
No, yeah, I agree. That sounds like
so. It's really sucks. Just that.
Do you like do any outdoor stuff at all? Not that that's like a deal.
She didn't bring up lizards.
Yeah, I wanna. I've like hiked a bit, but last year was so cold. But now it's starting to get warm. I want to like find more places in LA to go on hikes.
Yeah, I'll take her.
That is my favorite.
I think a green flag is like what I say is good communication, knowing what you want.
Yeah.
I really like when people have ambition towards something or they're something they're really into, I think is really appealing.
I love that.
Yeah, I agree. I think
he loves that.
Even if it's like a long way off or like, you know what I mean? Like you're far, like working towards a goal is a very like appealing quality in someone. Because if you're not, I don't know. I know a lot of people who are just kind of like, I was gonna shout out my roommate's friends.
Oh my god!
Won't mention their names, but like they literally, one of them came up to me and said like, she was like, I don't work, I don't do any. I was like, because you just sort of like exist, like I don't know.
It's a really boring life.
Yeah.
To do that.
Period.
Or just I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, so I agree with that green flag. I'm trying to think of mine. I think good communication. I think like ability to like laugh, not just at yourself, but just like. Sense of humor is a huge green flag I look for in someone.
Oh, I'm really big into comedy.
Yeah.
I'm really open with comedy. I feel like you can kind of make fun of anything if it's in like a tasteful way.
Yes. Yeah, that also is a great thing about LA. So there's like always a sick show or something to do.
Yeah, I definitely do want to go to like a stand-up show of like one comedian. I think that'd be so funny. And just
do you
like,
have
laugh.
A, do you have a comedian that really you love?
Like I mean, I like John Mulaney.
Yeah.
There's some like British comedians I like, but I don't know if you would know.
Try me. I might know.
Okay.
Try me.
Greg Davies.
Yeah. Like I know Taskmaster.
I love Taskmaster.
Yeah, I was already watching that last night.
Yeah, I know. Like I don't really watch TV like much. Really, the only two shows I watch is like RuPaul's Drag Race.
Who do you want to win?
Yeah, that's about it. But I love movies.
Okay, what's your favorite movie?
So I have that. I know it's kind of recent because sometimes it's hard to like categorize like your favorite movies. I do love Everything Everywhere All at Once. I really like the comedy in it because like nobody was doing movies like that.
Yeah.
And I did really like Oppenheimer. I watched it 3 times in the theaters.
It's like 3 hours long. It's
real. Real back.
He's like, that's 9 hours.
They can hear our reactions.
Yeah. I was literally, I didn't watch Oppenheimer in theaters and I was watching it and I was like scrolling. I was like, this is like the best movie
you
of the year.
You had to watch it in theaters.
I know. That's what everyone says.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
I should rent a theater for them.
Oh, you should.
One day in February, because I had nothing to do, I watched like 3 different movies in the day at like 3 different theaters.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, because I was just like, oh, there's a lot of things I want to see, so I might as well just go. And
what were the three?
I started with Iron Claw.
Okay, the wrestling one.
Yeah, very emotional. Okay. This is just a really sad
a good
morning.
Way to start off the day. Yeah.
I went back home, I had lunch. Yeah, but then the last one I watched, All of Us Strangers, is very emotional.
They dress the same.
The same vibe, for sure.
They could share clothes.
Yes.
Well, I was crying out of the theater.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, that was like a big laugh.
Should we do an audience question?
Oh yeah.
Yes,
I was wondering if we were going to have like automated questions.
There are some fucked up ones and there are some normal ones.
Well, let's start like...
Normal, yeah, no. Are you a morning person or a night person?
I'm a morning person. I wake up naturally before like 7. Yeah, I'm always up before that.
I wish I woke up earlier. But you're saying you just like naturally wake up then? Like,
well, I've been like, since I was in middle school, I had to wake up at like 5:30 in the morning for...
5:30 in the morning?
Yeah, because my older brother did like, I don't know if, do you know like a 0 period classes?
Like before school?
Yeah, at like 7 a.m. Mm. So we would like have to go really early and like walk our dog around for like an hour before school.
Damn, just because he?
Yeah, wow, well, it's just my mom driving.
Yeah, I know,
us.
But that's
like,
a sucks for you. Yeah.
I'm a triplet.
That's crazy. I do think it's a crime how early they make high schoolers like wake up to go to, I mean.
Well, 7 for me. But
yeah.
That was
but, like,
a choice,
starting school, but like starting school so early for like a 16-year-old is like, I don't know. I feel like you just need sleep.
Yeah.
He's really harping on this sleep thing.
I feel the same.
Yeah. So it would be like me, my triplet sister, brother, and my older brother.
No reaction.
But when my older brother graduated high school, since I was the morning person, I would always have to drive them in the morning to school because they would just be too tired drinking coffee in the back.
So you're the morning triplet.
Yeah.
Are you guys identical or is it just like...
Well, two girls and a boy.
Okay, but do you... you know what I mean? Like, is that a thing? Can you have an identical... like girl and guy twins?
I don't know. I feel like me and my brother looked a lot similar when we were younger. Mm-hmm. People say my sister and I sometimes sound alike or look like, but...
But not really.
We don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
Especially for like, I feel like there are triplets where it's like, oh, those are like the three of the same. Do you know other, are there like triplet like networking groups?
Yeah, actually my mom was part of like a triplet
Good question, dude.
Group, so we know like other triplets.
That's funny.
Sorry, it's better than twins. Wow. Sorry, twins, sorry.
Whoa. What? Do we still like her?
We should have one more. Okay, I have twins in the other room.
Top tier.
Top tier. That's the pinnacle. Should we do another question?
Sure.
And okay.
Where's the best place you've traveled to? And then I'll add, where would you want to travel to most?
Okay, I've never really been out of the country. Mm-hmm. Because we're like a family of six, so like that's really expensive. Yeah, I played soccer for like 13 years, mm-hmm. so pretty much, and some of my siblings did too, so we would really just travel within the state. Mm-hmm. But I would say, I'm hoping like later down the line when I got some more change. I really want to go to Japan. That's like one of my
I said Tokyo.
That is the coolest places I've ever been. I went there. That's like the only cool trip I've been on, and it was it like lives up to the hype.
What cities did you go to?
Just Tokyo. My best friend from high school, his parents are both teachers, and so they have the summer off, and they were like, we're going to Japan, do you want to come? I mean, I still had to like pay for some stuff. But it was still like, you don't get like the opportunity. Like someone organized a trip, you know what I mean? Like I didn't have to organize anything. It's like, yeah, hell yeah. So we just were in Tokyo for a week. It was crazy.
It's been like 20 something minutes. Should I tell them?
Yeah, we got to wrap it up because there's another date.
Oh yeah, my God.
I'd say we call him and say, good job.
I'm calling Spencer.
Oh, his phone's vibrating. Is he going to pick it up?
I'm sorry, I'm getting a call from Shane. Hello?
Date's over.
Wrap it up.
Date is amazing.
Two questions.
Can we do one fucked up question?
Yeah, we can do a fucked up question.
Okay, quickly.
You can clip it in.
Okay, well it's either like, do you eat ass? What is your love language? Like, those are the two options.
Do you eat ass? So,
like, we don't have to answer that.
You're saying these all out loud.
What do you mean?
Like, you could keep them to yourself.
Well, you asked me to say a fucked up one.
Haven't picked one yet.
Okay. This is a fresh one sent in. What's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Like a car.
Okay. I think same for me.
Not very weird.
No.
Wow, it was so easy. What a hard question.
That was a tough one.
Oh my God, when she said you saying these out loud.
Okay, are they going to hug it out?
Thank you so much.
I guess.
We'll see you down there later for the rest of the show.
Sure.
They're hugging me.
Do they yes, they hug.
Yes!
Here she comes.
Okay, so we're in between dates right now, and we are gonna get a little confessional from the girls.
Brutally honest. Don't hold back. Nobody's watching.
Be brutally honest. Right.
This isn't filmed or anything.
No.
Yeah, it's just close friends.
Yeah. So do you, like, if that was a date in the real world that wasn't on camera in my weird room, how would you feel leaving it?
I feel good. You know, as long as there's not any, like, weird obvious signs that it didn't work. But I feel like if conversation flows, then that's a good sign to go on another date.
So had he called you back in the real world for a second date, would you go?
Yeah, probably like go do something like, maybe since he said he likes to go out, so maybe we could go on a hike or something like that.
Comedy show.
Yeah, or a comedy show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was there anything that he said that you were like, red flag?
No, I don't think so.
No lizard talk.
No. And no cars.
No cars.
Maybe a little fishing.
Yeah, we'll see. I haven't been camping since I was like a child, so. But, you know, we won't say that.
Okay. Well, yay.
We'll see.
Okay, Tashira! Tashira, are you excited?
I'm really excited.
First of all, I love your name. And in the email, you were like, it's like Shakira, but it's not really like Shakira. But somebody called you Shakira.
Yeah, in middle school, when I met my friend, I told her my name. And she's like, Shakira? And I was like, well, you can say it that way if you want.
It's Tashira.
Yes.
Which now I get why she says Shakira. Because now all day I've been saying, Tashira, Tashira. Ooh, baby, when you talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is my favorite part of the Q&A that you sent. You said, if it was your last day on Earth, what would you eat? And you said, my last day on Earth, my last meal would be something that my mom cooks. Probably her chicken lasagna, as that's my favorite thing that she makes. I thought that was the sweetest thing ever.
I just love my mom's cooking. Like, I've always grew up on it, and she was always the type of person that's like, no, we're not eating out. We have to eat at home.
Wow, I love that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What's your passions?
I'm 22 right now. I'll be 23 in December. Some of my passions are political science. I'm currently in college right now, getting my bachelor's in political science. My main focus, I do want to be a lawyer, but that all falls apart. I'll do politics.
Wow.
What a play of me.
Yes.
What category of a lawyer?
I'll do criminal defense.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
So you're good at reading people.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to read Spencer. You never know.
Never know.
Okay, so what are you looking for? Why did you decide to do this?
I'm looking for something serious. Not marriage right now, but that's kind of where I'm going towards, because right now relationships are like a hookup thing, and that's not what I'm really into.
Yeah, what's your situation been in the past? Like, how are the dating apps going? Are you over it?
So over it. Not my thing anymore. I used to do it, but after time, I was just like, no, I'm kind of over it. Don't want to do it no more.
Do you have anything that you're looking for in a guy specifically, or like a personality thing, or is there anything that's a huge red flag deal breaker?
No, I'm just communication. Like, I'm really big on communication. I'm really big on getting my feelings out. So if you can't communicate, it's a no for me.
Yes.
Jared. I love that.
Do you do most of your communication via phone calls or text?
Both, whichever
one you prefer.
Probably phone call, or probably in person, because you can really read someone's emotions that way. So I'd probably do in person.
I like that.
Wow.
I like that.
Good answer.
Is there something that you want your partner to be in? Like, do you want them to have like a degree, or is there like, what are the must haves in career wise?
Well, it's just whatever they prefer to do. I'm not saying you have to be into what, like something specific, but just whatever they want to do. If it's a passion that they're for, all for it. If they don't want a degree, don't have to have one. I have it, so it doesn't matter.
She said the magic word.
Yeah, I got you.
Passion. She wants someone to be passionate, and I like that.
You don't want, I mean, listen, no shade to anybody out there, but it is hard to date somebody who's like, I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, because it gets a little bit, then you become their like therapist, and you're like trying to help them figure it out. And it's nice to have somebody passionate.
Especially because you're so goal oriented. I mean, you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
So besides going up into a room you've never been in somebody's house you just met, what's your ideal first date?
I don't have like a specific ideal date, but something that is like more personal. Something where you can get to know each other, because I'm really big on getting to know the person before I'm like, yeah or no. So something that's intimate,
And how do you spend your days when you're off? What's ideal? What's the ideal Saturday for you?
At home, watching movies.
Yes. Okay, good answer. Okay, here's what I'm thinking for this date. Okay, so we didn't give Desiree any like, what's the word? What's a tell? Or what's a thing you do when you're trying to signal to somebody that things are not going well? A sign. So how about for this date, just to spice it up, when you're on the date, if you are like feeling like this is not going well, can you give us like maybe like a
why not a couple coughs?
Well, no, because what if you just cough and we...
Yeah, we don't want to mess up. Yeah. Maybe if it's not going well, maybe like flip your hair a little bit. If it is going well and you feel good about it,
say blueberry. I'm just kidding.
Why not?
Well, bring up her blueberry perfume.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, say,
In case you didn't know, I'm wearing blueberry for you. Okay, if it is going well, maybe like, oh, maybe like adjust your like lip ring, maybe? Or I'm trying to figure out something like, no.
These sound like things that we could misconstrue.
Maybe like, do one of these. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's if it is going well. Oh my God.
No, but apologize and say sorry. Something's in my eye.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's my lash.
Yeah.
You got to make her act.
No. Yes.
Okay.
Do you have siblings?
Yes. I have a younger brother and an older sister.
Oh, a middle child like me.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Okay. Well, does anybody have any last questions for Toshiba, Toshiba?
Would you consider a hot dog a sandwich?
Maybe.
I like that. Well, that's a huge thing going on right now on the internet. People are saying, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Well, there's bread and there's meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
In between bread.
I have a question. Okay. What is your favorite movie genre?
I like action. I'm really into like entertainment. Yeah.
Oh, John Cena has been my favorite actor recently.
Yes.
Wow. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Den of Thieves.
Oh, that's a good movie.
What is that?
It's a really good movie.
Yeah.
It's basically like about a group of ex-military people working on trying to commit like a bank heist, but at the LA Reserve, which apparently is like really hard to rob and all that. But it's a really good movie. I recommend it. You guys should watch it.
Wow.
Isn't O'Shea in it?
Yes.
It's one of my celebrity guys.
I love somebody that
you
can
love
stick
crime.
Firm.
Yeah.
Why do girls love crime so much?
I don't know. It's what do you think?
Let me ask you a question. If you had to hide a body, where would you put it? How would you hide a body?
Not gonna say that.
Good answer.
Good answer. Like a lawyer.
Because you had me worried there for a second. Not gonna lie. I like that answer.
Good answer. Okay, Tashira, here we go. If you can, please remove your headphones and walk upstairs to your future. Oh my God, this is too much for me. I can't handle this. Hey, sorry to interrupt the show, especially right now. I'm sure it is at a very pivotal moment. Something very dramatic is about to happen. I'm nervous. But you know what else makes me very, very nervous? Or at least it did until I started using this product? My finances. Well, luckily, Rocket Money is here to help. Not just me, but everybody else. So, okay, yes, Rocket Money sponsoring. I'll talk about that in a second. But let me tell you a little story. So when me and Rylan moved in with each other for the first time, the only time. That sounded weird. We didn't know for probably the first year that we both were paying for streaming services. Like, I was paying for Hulu and Netflix and, you know, whatever. And he was also paying for Hulu and Netflix. We didn't realize until we accidentally got logged out of our accounts and we were like, oh my God, we're both paying for this? Why? Well, luckily, Rocket Money, we didn't have it then, is able to help you figure out what unwanted subscriptions you have and how to cancel them, which they do in just one click of a button. I know it might not seem like much, but when there are so many random things that you're subscribed to that you don't even know, like $1 a month here or $2 here, it really adds up, and Rocket Money will help you get rid of those. They also help you lower your bills, which is huge. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill, submit it, tap a few buttons. Rocket Money will do it for you. You don't have to call these companies and try to get them to lower your bill. Rocket Money will literally do that for you. Can you imagine the social anxiety of it all? They also help monitor your credit, which I've talked about before. It's huge, especially if you're at the point in life where you're, you know, trying to build your credit, maybe trying to put a down payment on a house or a car. You need good credit, and Rocket Money will monitor your credit. And if anything pops up that's unusual or not great, they'll notify you and give you tips on how to fix it. So to join the other 5 million members using Rocket Money today, go to rocketmoney.com/grower or click the link in the description to get started for free. And you can unlock even more features with premium. And just in case you're wondering if this really works, Rocket Money has helped save its customers up to $740 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. $500 million. Did I say that right? I did. $500 million. That's insane. So check out rocketmoney.com/grower to get started for free. All right, let's get back to the episode. Whew. Okay, I'm nervous. See you there. Okay, Tashira, it's your time.
We're making people walk upstairs before they see Spencer.
Oh,
the
and then they
time.
Have to hold their breath.
Yeah,
oh,
it is.
Quick health check.
Hi, I'm Tashira. Welcome to the speaker room.
Okay, I'm offended.
Cozy. It's so cozy.
Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is an odd experience. I don't know if you've ever done anything like this before.
No, I haven't, but yeah. Always try something new.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, this is a rough start.
Very aware. Well, very aware. Oh
my god! And like, did you, what do you for work out here?
I'm working at middle school right now. I do after school stuff and I do art with the kids. It's nice. A little hard because they're middle schoolers, so they're awkward. But
yeah,
it works.
That is like definitely the most awkward era of my life.
Yeah, oh, middle school is like, sure.
like the worst.
Like era. You're coming in from elementary, you think you're grown, and then you get there, and you're like, oh.
They need to make more eye contact.
Yeah.
Eye contact.
Yes.
Do you see like a lot of like, oh, their first like the guy like. Those they first have a crush or something like that.
I'm going through the dating phase with a lot of the kids right now. So yeah, it's like, coach, I have a boyfriend. I'm like, oh, okay. You don't really know what that entails, but yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
He seems a little bit more relaxed.
I want to like text her and tell her to make eye contact.
Well, I'm more focused on politics because that's what I go to school for. Nice. So I want to be a lawyer, but if all fails, I'll do education. It's like my third. Yeah.
Sounds like you're on track. It sounds like you can be a lawyer. You know, you got to speak it into existence. What kind of like work in like political law or I don't really know.
Well, I would do criminal law because when I study political science, it's a lot of law. Nice. Like a lot.
And you want to like... prosecute or I don't really know. I'm above my
I'm really good at arguing, so
yeah. That's kind of perfect. That's really all you need to be for a lawyer. It's like
just to know how to argue.
The rules and can you argue?
And I argue really good.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What's like so I love having like a delayed reaction to things we say. Yeah, okay, I was trying to think of, like, what I was going to say, what's a good argument you've won, but I don't think that's a good question.
Well, it's kind of a few. I don't know. I'm just, like, an arguer, so I can, I mean, win or lose, I don't care. I will argue.
I'd probably get along with her, because I like to argue. Like, okay.
She'll give you some tips.
I think that's my red flag. Like, I don't care if I'm wrong, I will know I'm wrong, and I will still... like, I will know it, and I just don't care.
I love her. Maybe I should date her.
What are you like? What are your like red flags or green flags you look for in other people?
People who tell me I'm wrong.
Well, green flags is communication. Well, it's kind of both. If like I'm really big on communication, so if you don't really good with communication, it's a no for me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Like you just have to have really good communication.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm gonna throw up. I'm so nervous.
What should we do? Okay, so we have few options in terms of questions. We got, she gave me this stir the pot game. I'm nervous. So we each like pick one and ask each other. They're kind of intense.
Oh my god. Oh my god. So, I'm gonna throw, I can't.
Wait, she just did the hair thing. She did the hair thing.
Did she?
Is that good or bad?
I don't remember. We shouldn't remember.
The hair flip is bad. The eye thing was good.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I think it's just hair. I think she's just doing it naturally.
Oh. Yeah. I don't think I have a hidden talent. At all.
Is it awkward or is it just me?
It's really awkward.
I just think it's great.
I can't like juggle or...
He needs to start a fight.
Yeah.
Or rough. Animals, no animals. Do you like, are you a pet person?
I love animals. I'm a dog person. Not really a cat person. I have two dogs. One of them is a year old.
You need to tell her the cats are better.
It keeps getting better for me. I mean, I love cats, but...
Okay, here's a go. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I guess being a lawyer.
Well, I'm probably still in school. There's a lot of schooling, but a lawyer. Yeah, you're right on.
If it doesn't work out, we'll find somebody for Tashira.
Oh, yeah. She's the spinoff we all needed.
Yes!
Are you a big kid person? Do you like kids?
I do like kids.
Was good.
I used to work at an elementary school, but I think like, middle school is better for me because I can be a voice to these kids because I know like what it's like.
Yeah.
So I just want to be like, I just want to help them out. So I'm pretty good with kids.
Should I call Spencer and have him hand the phone to her so I could ask her if the hair flip was good or bad?
Sure.
Did any have beef with you?
Oh, I have beef with them all.
Okay, hold on. I'm getting a call.
I mean, I love them.
Hello?
She's doing it again!
Can you pass the, oh wait, now she's...
No, she's doing that! She's confusing sorry, us, she's confusing us.
Phone? Yeah, one sec. Here,
she's giving us mixed signals.
Sorry, we don't remember, was the hair flip you did that, was that a... Yes.
No,
we don't remember.
Just sit.
And then I saw you do the eye thing. But we don't know.
Okay, here, let's redefine.
You did that on purpose,
hair
or not?
Flip bad. Do it again.
How about this?
Well, the hair flip is just because it's like in my way.
Okay. So, would you say, just like you know, maybe?
Do it.
Okay. Wait, what'd you do? What'd you do? What'd
you did the eye thing.
Did you just do the eye thing?
Yes.
Okay, good, good, good. Good.
The eye thing means good, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Oh, no! Okay, sorry. Okay, here's my only note. I have a note for you. Try to make more eye contact. I think you're nervous and you're looking away.
Okay.
So try to make a little more eye contact. We kind of think you guys should start fighting because Rylan likes
arguing. No, that's if we were dating.
Okay, right. Okay, I'll let you guys get back to it.
Okay.
You didn't have her prompt at all. Oh, nope.
Wait, okay, everything's different now because I thought she thought really. Was going
back. Okay.
Nothing's really.
I think she's just. All right,
well,
yeah.
I guess we'll keep going.
I think we gave her weird signs.
My friend recently told me about this, to put this date in. Make it seem even better, like she was on a date with a guy at a diner. He's like, oh, I gotta take this call. He walked out of the diner for like 30 minutes. She was about to leave. He comes back, he's like, oh, sorry, it's the other girl I'm seeing. Like,
oh.
Yeah, it was
that's
so that's what that reminded me, but I was like, that was the last time someone took a phone call on a date.
But now he
called me, so I can't have beef. Do you have a favorite movie?
Den of Thieves.
Den of Thieves. Yeah. Is that?
Am I the only one who's in that movie?
What happened?
Who's in that?
Pablo Schreiber, O'Shea Jackson, a few other people. I think 50 Cent's also in it.
Oh, okay, nice.
Legit.
I recommend it.
Yeah. Do you have like a favorite like genre movie you like to watch? Do you like go to the movies a lot?
I'm like action. I really love
action. Yeah. Do you have one recently that you like a lot? No.
I haven't been watching movies recently because I've been busy with like school and work. Yeah, No, not recently.
Yeah. I'm a big action fan. I feel like I've been like getting more into them. I feel like.
Is there like a hurricane really out black?
Big screen or something like that. Like
the wind is going crazy.
Love the latest Top Gun whenever that came out. Like, I went in being like, I don't know, but I was like, that like.
And so is action he. Like, yeah.
This is a very unique situation in general, you know.
But. Yeah, like you'd have the sickest action, and it's still like.
The acting is terrible.
The
acting is really terrible.
Here we go. Do you watch TV or anything like Netflix stuff
he
like
loves
that?
TV.
I haven't been doing it recently, but like I'm not a TV show person.
It's okay. It's okay. It's bad. It's not great.
Uh-oh.
One of the questions, by the way, it was just why Spencer?
Ooh.
Like why me? Which I thought was a great question.
Answer it.
Oh, someone was telling me you should maybe answer that.
I think I heard that too.
Why did you sign up?
Do you have an answer?
I think you're a really sweet guy. I don't know. I feel
Thank you. That question is just a real like bait. Like, give me a compliment.
Yeah,
like,
pretty much. Because I can't really give like a really good answer because I don't know you.
Yeah,
like,
it's the first that.
Thing. But like, I think you're a really sweet guy.
That's a good answer.
I appreciate that. You seem very sweet.
Good answer.
It was a good answer.
Oh my god.
What is your biggest ick?
People who chew with their mouth open.
I agree.
My brother does it all the time, and it's just, oh my god, Doris.
Is he where you will say something and he'll keep doing it?
Oh, he does it on purpose. I think at this point he does it on purpose.
That's the worst. Like that, or also when people like bite a fork with their teeth and they like
pull it out. Like, yes,
that is one of my least favorite things.
Ew,
that's gross.
Go to nice things now, guys. Enough gross.
I don't know. I honestly think like noise stuff like that too, like eating loudly or like.
Okay.
Or like people.
Yeah, good stuff, dude. Good stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
I just said you got into that.
Anyway, do you want to do one of these?
Yeah, anything else.
If it's fucked up, you can pick another one.
See, he probably thinks it's not going well because she's shy, but she thinks it's going well.
Yeah.
But he's shy too.
I don't know if they think it's going well.
This one says, tell us about a time you made someone cry. What did you do?
Oh my god.
I mean, I've definitely made my little brother cry a few times.
Whoa.
Not like, just like being an older brother, just like.
But that's sibling thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of like if I made another person cry.
Oh god. Oh god. Oh, it's so awkward.
One time. Okay, this is in second grade, we had like a new kid come to school.
Oh no.
And it was like the first time like,
Spencer.
Oh, it's a new kid from out of town.
Oh god. And, like,
He pushed me or something on the playground, and apparently I, like, shoved him, and, like, over, and, like, started crying, and, like, Like, my parents had to get called, like, hey, like, your son is, like, bullying the new kid at school.
Oh, no.
I wasn't bullying him. I just, like, yeah, it was, like,
he pushed you first.
Exactly, exactly. I was the self-defense.
Defending yourself, yeah.
I was defending myself. But I just remember, like, forever my mom would be like, you bully that kid. Like, he would, like, you know, he, like, went to school with me. And he'd be like, you bully that kid. And it was, like, we're fine now. Like, it was okay. But anyway, have you made someone cry?
Yes.
Besides my siblings, I don't think I can remember.
Yeah, I feel like
that's not something an arguer says.
If you had one off the bat, that would be kind of a red flag.
No.
Maybe if you argue with someone.
That maybe.
That's what I said.
Okay, who's someone you'd love to get revenge on? What did they do?
Oh my god.
Someone that I would love to. My sister.
Oh,
actually, I love my sister, but when I was younger, she used to like really do some crazy things to me, and it was just like, girl, if I was old enough, I would get you back. But there's this one time. Well, she doesn't live here anymore. She's in Costa Rica. I'll get her when she comes back. But it was like, girl, I'm gonna wash your hair. I'm gonna wash your hair, and she literally tried to drown me in the sink. And I was like,
wow.
Yeah, like she
tried to drown
me in the sink, and that's I was like, that's so traumatic, and I wouldn't get her back for that.
So what are you gonna like waterboard your sister? Are you gonna get her back?
Yeah, I'll start that way. Okay. I'll drown her myself.
That's why she wouldn't. That's why she wouldn't answer the hiding a body question.
And she does not know how to swim. That would be perfect. That's a good idea.
That's I'm trying to think if I have anyone I want to get revenge on.
Oh god.
So
I don't have to say that. Leave it, dude. Just next.
No, really. There was a kid. Maybe bleep his full name. Actually, don't.
At least you have a lawyer.
I really don't like him. But it was just like, I'm trying to. It wasn't like. I feel like I'm just bringing up my elementary school beefs right now. But I feel like I don't have a lot of like revenge. Like,
we need to bring him on the show.
That'd be so funny. People do their thing and I let it go. You know.
I get spiteful in the moment, but I'm not. I don't like carry it. You know what I mean?
No. Yeah, I get it. Because like, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'll be upset with somebody about something and I can like ignore you. I won't talk to you. I won't do anything. And then after I get over it, I'm like, okay, well, this is what happened and this is what made me upset and this is why I did it.
There's a communication.
Yeah. But in the moment, I'm not talking to you.
No, you got to cool off. Otherwise, it's going to be like a whole
thing. And I can say some pretty mean things.
Oh my God. Maybe that's
communication. Do you want to do another one of these?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This is good. I love this.
It says, let's say you have to murder someone you know. Who do you choose and why?
I feel like this is going to be incriminated or I don't know, like a list or something.
Yeah. I bet she made that question.
Is it like, who do I choose because I want to murder them or who would be the easiest?
It just says, who do you choose and why?
I'll put it out there. I don't want to murder anyone in my life.
What would be if you did?
What would be? Oh, actually, one of the people who's been sleeping on the floor of my apartment for this past week.
What?
My roommate's
a very hostile apartment.
Five people just living in my little apartment. And,
yeah, that would be upsetting.
It's been really a lot. So, I'm ready to take one of them out.
It would be fair.
Yeah. Yeah,
just so you know, I didn't know about it.
Yeah. No. So one of them disappears.
No, should I wrap it up?
Juicy one.
Oh.
Share the story of the most explosive fight you've had with a significant other.
Yes.
Oh, man, damn. My sister tried to drown her.
I need to sit back for this.
Well, I can't really think of explosive, but I would fight with my significant other about little things, but nothing really explosive that I can think of.
Really? It sounds like there might be.
Not like that, just mostly because of communication. That's my issue. And I'm just really aggressive about things like that. That's it. I think that's my problem.
What do you think you're most passionate about?
Good question.
Are you like most passionate about a certain subject or something?
Finally.
Homelessness. If I had to fight, it would be that. Because LA is too expensive and there's too much going on for there to be too many homeless people around. Like, we have too many abandoned buildings, open lots, and things like that. And I think the way that we're so eager to help other people, I think we should start at home first.
Let's have them all move into Spencer's apartment.
That's cool. That's a good answer.
Yeah, wrap it up.
I really respect that answer.
Should I tell them to wrap it up?
Did you fight with your significant other about that?
Oh, no.
I was gonna say.
No.
Hold on. I'm getting I think this is another call. Hello?
Okay. Let's end it on a high note. Let's wrap this up.
I've been told to wrap it up on the high note. Can we do one last question?
Yeah.
Okay, this is one we had to ask the other one, but what's the weirdest place you've ever had sex?
I don't think I've done it in a weird place.
No, just indoors, man.
Yeah. He just doesn't want to answer.
I've had sex in a public park. That was,
I guess that's a high note to end on.
Yeah.
That's, well, on that note.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the high note.
Oh, okay.
Mister. Maybe we should define a high note.
No hug.
Really?
Okay, no. Let's get her right into the interview. Right into an interview.
Queen!
Yeah. We ain't arguing it.
Okay, so we just finished Tashira's date.
We were getting mixed signals.
So many.
I know.
Like, you can tell you were having a great time.
Okay. Are you wanting to run out of there?
No, the hair flip was because it was in my face. Okay. Don't worry.
That's why we got so confused.
No, it keeps getting in my face all day.
I thought we were going to have issues with the signs, to be honest.
Yeah.
Once you did the hair flip, we all lost hope. We were like, oh no, it's over.
No, it was good. It was good. Don't worry, it was good. I was fine. Okay. It was just in my face.
Okay, so what were some highlights and some lowlights?
Some of the questions were pretty good highlights. I think the low light was that ending question. That was really awkward.
Which one was that?
Weirdest place you've had sex with.
You were so thrown for a loop of
I was like, oh wow, that was really...
That was a weird place to go after we told him to wrap it up. Yeah. You know?
Okay, so if this was in the real world, not being filmed in my weird room, what would you think leaving the date, and would you want a second date?
I would think it would be good, and I would definitely do a second one, for sure.
Wow!
Okay, now listen, if this doesn't work for either of you, or one of you, or whatever, we love you guys so much. We will find you men. We are all on your side. We are obsessed with you guys. Okay, well, I guess let's get into conspiracy.
You're gonna have them all sit together?
I don't know what to do.
Hey, welcome back. Okay, before we get to conspiracies, we just need to talk about what's happening right now. You guys look, it looks like sister wives. How is this to be sitting the three of you? This is weird. I love it.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah. I'm pretty comfortable.
Honestly, the people that had the most time to connect today is the two women.
That's true. Are you guys like, have you swapped numbers yet? IGs? Like, are we friends?
But we are. We went to the same school.
Yeah.
Wow. We went now because I graduated, but yeah.
See, we're all about making connections here on the podcast.
Yeah.
How would you say your experience today was overall?
It was fun. I'll say that. It was really good. It was fun.
Yeah. Eye-opening. I've seen a couple, like, tapings for shows, but it was obviously in bigger rooms. So, and all this is...
Drag us!
Wow! Whoa! Okay, we love Desiree. So, right now.
Shame. Us.
I mean, they've been, like, you know, in the forefront.
Yeah.
That's new.
I see.
Yeah, it's a fun experience overall.
Okay, good. Well, we all loved all of you guys. Yes. Okay, let's get to some conspiracy.
We're just going to pretend none of this is happening.
I just can't stop staring at them.
I know.
Everyone's okay. Just like, yeah.
You guys look good as a throuple. I'm just throwing it out there. Two people to argue with. You've been hyping it up.
What do you like to fight about?
We have to find something to argue about.
The dress!
Oh no. I'm not. I will not. I'll leave before I argue about the dress.
What do you see? The dress. What do you see? Do you see black and blue or do you see white and gold?
Don't hate me, but I see white and gold.
Oh, me too! Okay. So do we. I don't want to argue.
I see black and blue, Tashira. Yeah.
I also see white and gold.
Okay, thank you.
You know, I saw black and blue, but then I met you.
Oh my god.
That's how it happens. Okay. Let's start with this. I'm going to show you this video of Charli D'Amelio. Do you girls know who Charli D'Amelio is?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're familiar.
That too. We love her Dunkin' drink. Okay, here is a fun video of Charli. Okay, so that's just, you know, Charli hanging out, you know, vibing. Being her, vibing.
It's not her.
Did you?
Yeah.
What are you talking?
Is it AI?
It's too AI. Perfect.
Really?
That's too perfect to be Miss D'Amelio.
All right, well, let's get some Mr. Beast.
You're into gaming. Let's go.
Something cool to talk about.
Now I see a theme with these videos.
Let's try another one. Let's see Paris Hilton.
Suspicious.
Okay. Suspicious. It is a little suspicious. I don't know. Let's see what Kylie Jenner has to say.
I don't like it.
That's Kendall.
Oh.
I'm Billy.
That is Kendall. Okay, she looks very angry. Well, she's not talking. She's a fashionista. Okay, so if you're wondering what this is, which you're probably not because it's getting a little more obvious, this is all AI.
I hate it.
For some reason, and I have to look into this, for some reason, celebrities are giving away their likeness to this new Facebook AI where they're creating characters. It literally makes no sense. Like, for example, Charlie, her name is Coco, and she's a self-taught dancer. Message me about anything, dance.
So, but it's permission? Charlie's face?
So she has an Instagram for Coco. Where there's a bunch of videos where she's like, hey, it's me, Coco. I'm doing a makeup routine.
What
the fuck does that... I don't even understand.
How much did they pay them?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because sign me up.
Guys, I'm running a BOGO deal. Buy one, get one. Whatever you want to do.
You get Sandy free.
Yeah, you'll get Sandy. Not soliciting my wife.
Okay. Now, here's a weird thing, though. Like, okay, it's not just like Paris Hilton AI. Paris Hilton's name is Amber. She's a detective, and she's on the case. Message her about anything mystery-related. What the fuck?
I just want to know who's subscribing to this. Like, who's into this?
Honestly,
that's
I'm about to.
Part.
Really?
Oh, so there's behind the scenes? What is this? Okay, this is a behind-the-scenes video of... Or no, this is a video of Coco. I don't know. Let's just watch it. What the fuck is that?
Hello, everyone. It is Coco here. And one of the most important things about being a dancer is keeping your body healthy.
What the fuck is going on?
This is AI?
Yes.
The AI is so good.
That's Coco.
No.
This is one of the most fundamental parts of every
dance. So you could make her do anything? Like any crazy dance?
But how would you know if it's AI or the real person? Now everything bad that comes out, they're going to be like, that was Coco.
That was Coco. Wait, that's why they're doing it. I'm going to do it. It's sign away my AI likeness, and anytime something happens, it's like, that was... Show.
Because this show is so real.
Yeah.
It is impressive how realistic this is.
I like don't believe that this one is AI.
I'm just curious, to what extent is the AI existent here? Is it just a body and then they're imposing her face like a Paul Walker in the Fast and Furious situation? Or is this all fake?
I think all fake. I think they like did a 3D scan of
And
Coco.
They say we're not in a simulation? I'm just Coco saying.
As girls in their 20s, how do you guys feel? Because I feel like you might be the target demographic for this. Would you follow Coco and message her about dance?
Personally, no.
Do you guys understand? Do you see a reason for this?
There's a lot of weirdos,
It's really creepy.
There's a lot of weirdos.
I mean, it looks real. That looks real.
Right?
And her first one did.
Right. It's like too real.
I also think the weird part of it is because it's done by Meta, like the Facebook company, and I think it's just like a way for them to train their AI to make it smarter. Because it's like you just chat, you're just like chatting with Coco, and it's just like on like Facebook Messenger.
There is a video here.
Yeah.
So this is somebody chatting with Mr. Beast. I don't remember what his name is.
What's
his
Zach.
Name? Zach. Here's them chat. He looks like a Zach. Here's them chatting with Zach. God, what the fuck is happening in this world? A few things you can do. Chat with me about. So it's just...
Just
what?
Text?
It's just text? So then what's the point of making Coco dance? I don't understand what's happening.
That seems sad.
It does. It seems like a weird, like...
You can't talk to any of your friends, so talk to a fake person.
Whoa.
So are they getting information from these messages, and then they apply that to what, like, to make Coco do whatever the messages are talking about?
I don't know.
Like, getting information, maybe?
Yeah, what is Coco trying to learn?
That's so weird.
I'm only referring to Charli D'Amelio as Coco for the rest of my life.
Can you imagine in real life people are like, Coco! Coco!
Wow, yes. Oh, so dark.
I'm like so confused right now.
I know.
I just don't like where any of this is going. It all bothers me.
But I'm still running a deal if someone wants to use it. No big deal. I'll fake chat with people.
Okay, well, moving on to something just as unsettling and scary, I'm going to show you guys a few pictures of some of our favorite cereal mascots from when we were a kid. So here's the Lucky Charms man. He's so fun. Here's the toucan from Fruit Loops.
Toucan Sam.
Love him, Toucan Sam. Mm. Here's Tony the Tiger.
They're great.
Big old queen.
Great.
Okay, so is there anything about them that you notice?
They're AI.
Uh-huh.
Do they only have a certain amount of fingers?
Oh my god!
I don't know.
Wait.
I'm looking hard.
Wait. Okay. No. That was close though. Oh my god. They all have veneers. No.
They all have blue? I don't know. I'm not stretching.
Okay.
They all look like they just hit a snooter or something.
Oh, what's a snooter?
They're all hyped. I don't know.
Is that cocaine?
That was a Coco reference.
Yeah. Can our legal analyst explain what snooter is?
I don't have the answer to that one.
Okay.
They look psyched.
So, It's not just these mascots. Every single cereal mascot is looking down. Are we figuring it out?
No.
If you go to the store and you walk down the aisle, every single mascot
They're looking
at the kids walking by in the grocery store and making eye contact with them. And to make it even worse,
with their big googly eyes.
To make it even worse, the adult characters, like for adult, you know, cereal, like Frosted Mini Wheats, they're looking at the parents.
No way.
They're looking you right in the eyes.
Oh, and that Quaker got me.
Isn't that crazy? That's like sick.
Whoa.
I still don't fuck with Frosted Mini Wheats though. That shit.
I love Frosted Mini
Wheats. I love it too.
Yeah, I go through phases.
Yeah, I don't care if he's smiling or what at me. I ain't into it.
Well, there you guys go. Yeah, very, very creepy. And I haven't fully looked into it.
That's a good one.
I feel like it is good. But I feel like I haven't looked through the whole grocery store for this, but I feel like it's probably with every kid treat, kid snack. Like, that's, if we take our kids to the grocery store, blindfolds.
Yeah, you guys will look really normal to me.
It's like the Bird Box challenge.
So now I want to play a little video for you guys and see what you think of it.
No problem for me.
I fucking hate watching people yawn.
I know, me too.
I think I found a new ick.
Yeah.
Ew! I hated that. Okay.
Are these people fake yawning, though, for, like, licensing?
Can I say it? Kind of feels like it.
Is this just AI again?
They're
not real. They didn't catch people in real moments. They're all behind a fucking green screen.
It's all AI.
Oh, please, Shane.
It's all
AI.
Okay. So, did anybody... See, that didn't work for me, and I yawn at everybody yawns.
Well, it's because they were fake yawns.
Because they're AI.
No, they are not AI.
Are they not AI?
Well,
no.
See, this was supposed to be a psychopath test, because supposedly...
That was a real one. No.
Please.
The weird
criminal
thing
analyst,
is...
was that a real yawn?
It was real.
Oh, yeah!
She's like a lawyer. She's trying to get hired.
Okay, hey. I'm not going to argue. But I will say, I was yawning before this. Before we started, I was yawning quite consistently, and this did nothing to me.
Yeah. Really? See?
It made me realize I need to go to the dentist. I got, like, really good teeth, but nothing about a yawn.
Wow, yeah. So supposedly, if you don't catch a yawn from somebody in real life, that means you're a psychopath, because yawning and catching a yawn is a form of empathy. So if anybody in this room didn't yawn, they're psychopaths, which I didn't yawn.
They say we actually started yawning together because when we were in, like, tribes, the leader would start yawning and that would signal everybody to get tired because it was time to go to sleep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Really?
I just made that up.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Did I? It was AI. You know, that's true.
God, you're too good.
Yeah.
Oh, fake as fuck.
Yeah, that didn't
Or work. Analyst, was that real or fake?
That was real.
Okay, she's discredited. Yeah, she was a liar. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god.
I'm just kidding.
Well, that would have been really fun if that worked. But it didn't. Okay, before we get to a very fun interactive theory, I just want to say something that I realized recently, which is pretty crazy. This isn't really a theory, it's just nuts. Have you noticed anything specifically about... This is so stupid. It's not stupid, though.
I can't wait.
Okay, so you know, like a chicken sandwich... That is breaded.
Uh-huh.
You know, at a restaurant, a fast food place, what would you call that?
A McChicken?
Do you want me to say, or am I going to ruin
a sandwich?
Right?
What?
Just a chicken sandwich.
No, like, you know, like one that, you know, they bread it, and then they put it in the oil.
I'd say, like,
a fried chicken.
Yeah, well, what would it be called, like, on the menu?
Fried chicken sandwich?
Yeah, fried chicken
See,
sandwich.
See, you would think, but now, all the fast food places in the last, like, 5 years have switched it. To where it's no longer called a fried chicken sandwich, because the word fried is bad. They've changed it to crispy. Because it sounds better. So every time you go to a fast food place now, you'll see their crispy chicken sandwich. And because they put a bunch of vegetables on it, you're like, it's healthy. And just like she said, just like Desiree said, oh, it's just a chicken sandwich. Well, that's what you think, because it used to be grilled chicken, but now they've gotten rid of that. Anyways. I just thought that was interesting.
And no, it's good. Crazy.
It is interesting.
And this is another side note. And this is something I want to get really deep in later in a different video. But have you guys heard of artificial flavors? And like, you know, when you look at a food and it says like natural and artificial flavors. It's like, okay, you would think of like vanilla ice cream. Okay, maybe they put some vanilla in there for some flavor. No, what they actually mean is when you go to like when you go to a fast food place and you get a burger, because the meat has been so processed, am I going to get sued? I don't know.
This is just real, though.
This is real, though, yeah. Right? So no, don't sue me.
No, we're talking hypotheticals.
And it's delicious.
Well, don't promote it. I mean, you can walk a line.
The food is so processed that by the time it like gets to its almost final form, it's flavorless. So a burger tastes like texture. It literally just tastes like mushy, right? So then they literally go into a lab and they create a flavor of burger and of like grill and smoke and whatever. And then they go, there's movies about it. They go in there and they're like, ooh, this tastes and smells like it's fresh off the grill.
Wow, tastes like it's right off the grill.
You don't think it needs like liquid smokes?
No, I think it's perfect.
And they spray it on this mush.
Yeah.
And that's the burger. So when you taste a burger, you're just tasting that.
Burger flavor. Yuck.
And it's not just burgers. It's fucking everything.
It's just burger terps, dude. They're not even real flavors.
No. But it's not just burgers. Get a bag of chips, right? Get a...
Don't fuck chips up, boy. I got crickets right now that are sour cream and onion. Are you telling me that's not real?
Those could be real. Those could be real. Okay, so you get a bag of chips or you get, you know, anything from the cabinet, basically. And... it's been processed so much because it has to sit on the shelf for fucking 10 years that it has no flavor. So they have to figure out, like, for, you know, I don't want to get sued.
Everyone's watching this podcast eating chips or fast food.
It's not just chips, though. It's everything in your fridge. Everything. It's everything in a can. It's everything in a box. Not to get preachy, but literally it's every food on a shelf because it has to be processed. So they add. So, for example, if you're eating like a, I don't know, a strawberry jam bar or something, it's mush. It tastes like nothing. And then they add fake strawberry flavor to it to make it taste like something. It's crazy.
I didn't know it tasted like nothing. I knew they were adding like a lot of fake flavors, chemically made flavors.
So if you taste a cereal that's been like sitting on the shelf for 10 years, there's a channel that tastes cereal from 10 years ago that I watch. Cereal time. And he tastes cereal. It has no flavor.
Ew.
Because all the fake flavor disappears over time. So you get to taste what it really tastes like. So this leads me to my next little side theory. So when you go to a grocery store, have you ever noticed that it's always the fruits and vegetable and produce right when you walk in? It's to trick your brain into thinking, oh, everything at this store is fresh. Oh, everything at this store is healthy. I'm getting a real experience. When in reality, think about it, 90% of the grocery store is the aisles. And everything on those aisles is mush and fake.
Yeah.
And processed. What the fuck are we eating? It's good, though.
But not at Whole Foods.
At Whole Foods, too?
Well, no, I think they even did that with like the coloring of it, too. I think they add different coloring to make it more vibrant, also. Yes. Yeah.
Now, legal analyst, say you're on the stand right now,
and you're
with, you know, one of the big guys, one of the... Jack and the who know? I don't want to get sued.
A clown of some sort.
Yeah. What's your? How are you going to debate this?
I can't debate that. Wow. But then it also explains like some companies put like added preservatives. It says preservatives. It's not telling you what it is.
Right.
They're just putting it there. I don't know how I would debate that though.
I know.
I didn't know that until you told me.
Is that crazy?
I have family in Germany that's like it just like so many of the things that are in your guys' food in America are illegal in our country. And why does your government want to kill you? Like it doesn't make sense.
Well, in Mexico, there's literally warnings on everything. Have you heard about this?
No.
You go to Mexico. I forget the.
Have you heard about it? You're Mexican.
Well, I feel like she's been to Mexico more than us.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you go to the store there, there's literally warning labels. And it's like excessive sugar, excessive salt, excessive this, excessive that.
Yeah.
And
it reminds me of like cigarettes in Australia or other countries on cigarette packs. It shows a pair of lungs that are like old and cancerous because they want to show people what it could do to you.
Whoa.
But here in the States, they just give you a deal, sell them to you,
yeah.
No warning.
Oh my God, this is perfect actually for Tashira because I saw you spraying yourself with some smell. Oh, I call them smell goods. Yeah. That's weird, but that's what I call it. I saw you spraying yourself with some smell goods. So I think you might have some thoughts on this. So have you guys heard what Bath & Body Works is doing?
I love them. I don't know if I want to know.
It's not a bad thing.
Hopefully not going out of business, are they?
No, dear God.
God.
Okay, so there are perfumes and colognes that are very expensive. Like Tom Ford Lost Cherry. that perfume is $395. Is that a lot for perfume? That sounds like a lot.
That sounds like a lot.
Okay.
Depends on the size.
And that,
Chris is bougie.
I love cologne. I love
Chantel 33. Have anybody heard of that?
Yeah.
Chantel 33, $230. Mm. Even the cheap ones, like this one from Glossier. It's called You. $72 for a very small bottle.
That's wow. Why you sit bird. I used to buy cologne at the 99-cent store, and it was just knockoff shit in an aerosol bottle, and no one knew the difference.
You're ahead of me. So here's what Bath & Body Works has done. I have some props. So they have literally created dupes that people are saying on the internet are identical, which started getting me thinking, what if they use the same warehouse? What if this is literally because these actual perfumes kind of aren't selling as well anymore because they're so expensive? So the warehouse is like, I don't know, put them all in a Bath & Body Works candle. Let's get rid of them.
It's like the Trader Joe's thing with the knockoff brands.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Oh my God.
Don't sue me, right?
Trader Joe's is the best.
Legal analyst.
I love Trader Joe's.
Don't shave them.
I'm sorry. Okay. I love Trader Joe's.
Tom Ford lost.
Oh my gosh, she splurged.
The tiniest bottle I could find. It's not
just
even
scratch
a
it. Don't open it.
It's not even a real bottle. It's like
a
one
tester.
Of those. Yeah. Well, but it's nice.
Oh, travel.
I think it was like $100.
It's really cute. The packaging is nice.
Right. This was, you know, $100, but the real one is what, like $300? This is called Oh Cherry from Bath & Body Works. And guess how much this was?
$12.99.
$5.
You're kidding me.
$5. Look at this.
There's no way they can even make that packaging for $5.
Wow. And it smells the same.
We don't know yet. I haven't tried
Please, God,
yet.
Don't tell me you're spraying all of these multiple times.
Okay, so.
Take a sniff.
Then we have this Chantel 33, very tiny bottle, but it's like $70 for this tiny little bottle.
Did you? Oh, wow.
And this smells just like Lost in Chantel. Oh my God, no, they literally stole the world. Legal analyst. That seems like a lawsuit to me.
Even the color stories are similar.
Yeah.
They're not hiding this. Like, I think they literally promoted it as like, we stole this.
Crazy.
Okay, this is Tom Ford Soleil Blanc. This small bottle was, I think, yeah, like $100.
Gorgeous.
And this is Bath & Body Works Getaway Soiree.
Look how much. You're never going to run out of that size either.
How could you?
That's for life.
All right. So I think first let's smell the expensive and then the cheap. And then I'll pass these to you guys in a second. Do they smell similar? Really? Like, but be honest. You don't have to lie.
No, they smell similar.
Really?
They're similar.
Yeah.
But you know, some companies do that. Some is cheaper, some expensive.
That's what I'm thinking.
They're just making you pay for the packaging.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
that's
what they're doing.
But like similar to a point where they might be actually the same.
Well, taste it.
Chris is our harshest analyst.
These are not the same.
Oh!
This is sweeter. Oh. Way sweeter.
Sweeter.
This is like more like bitter.
Can you
like
pass it over?
Subtle.
I think your nose is clogged.
Yeah. They do not smell the same.
It's pretty similar.
Yes. This is
but
sweet.
Maybe it won't last
right?
forever. You
well, like, you could spray it, but it's
a little sweeter.
It's close, yeah. though.
Very.
Yeah. The cherry ones to me, and I don't know if this is a. I love Tom Ford. Don't come for me. But yeah, I feel like the Bath & Body Works smells better.
They smell rich. You could tell somebody this is designer perfume, and they'd believe you.
Wow, it smells horrible in here. That was like, whew.
I think it got on my blanket, too.
Yeah, that was a lot. Okay, to end the theories, Spencer, you yes. have one that you told me, and my head exploded. And then we were in the car the other day with everybody filming something. And
I was like, where were you going with Spencer?
And Chris brought, we saw an Amazon Go store. And Chris was just like, I wonder how they do that. And we were all kind of talking about it. And I was thinking, oh, their heads are going to explode. So Spencer, break down.
Yeah, so this is great. Chris was like, it's amazing how they do this technology. Because the technology at the Amazon Fresh grocery store or the Go, if you like scan your palm or whatever they make you do, you're supposed to be able to just walk out of the store.
Your palm?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense. And then supposedly if you just put stuff in your bag and walk out, they know what you bought. And it's like they can just charge you the right amount. And Chris was saying every time they get the right thing, no matter what, he was
every
like, it's great. So then this news story came out the other day that it said 700 of the 1,000 times they use this, it doesn't work. And so now what's been happening is people in India are getting paid to watch the security footage
of
these stores, and they just like track people and just see what they put in their cart.
So each person that walks in, there's an assigned person watching your whole trip in the store?
I think so. I think they review the footage
every
later because they charge
itch,
you later.
Every
yeah,
nose
and so
pick.
Like everyone thought this technology was like groundbreaking, but it's just like people watching you do stuff. Which is like, I don't know if you've ever seen those little delivery robots driving around.
Yes.
Those also started out, they were like self-driving. Now there are people who just get paid to drive them around. It's like all this like robot technology.
That's
is like
a cool job.
Not where it is.
I'd be
future.
Down. I'd be down to take a shift driving one of those robots.
Take a shift.
So are they not going to say anything? I feel like Amazon.
Oh, literally, yeah. The news came out and then Amazon was like, we're phasing out this portion of our grocery that store. Is. So like once they got found out, they were like, no, 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 like stop. We're going
to
like stop.
It doesn't seem worth it financially to hire exactly. that many people to watch cameras. It's like, go to the checkout line like the rest of America.
What a stupid, or don't come for me, Amazon. What a stupid thing to do.
Is that wow. how they do it at hotels too? At like the mini bar?
The just mini bar
Indian
has
people
the
watching in your hotel?
People in India watching you in your hotel room?
Yeah, they're like, you took M&Ms.
But I think they do that by weight.
That's
they?
One yeah. thing Shane will splurge on.
Yeah.
Is a sensors. Mini fridge? No, it's scary to go in a hotel room with Shane because something he will splurge on is the mini fridge. And so, like, if I've put my card down for the hotel room, I'm like, because he's grabbing everything. And he opens it all and he takes a bite and he's like, oh, yeah.
That's the fun. What's the point of going to a hotel room?
No, he doesn't. He's very, like, you don't spend on much, but that's something you spend
that's
on.
You spend on.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good theory. That's actually nice. Reality. Speaking of things that are more expensive than they should be.
Let's get into a recap.
Wow. Well, good theory. That's actually nice. Reality. Speaking of things that are more expensive than they should be.
Let's get into a recap.
Lights, camera, action. Ryland's recap is about to happen. Oh, yeah. Ryland's recap.
On the most awkward episode of the Shane Dawson podcast, Spencer's Dating Show. Okay, where do we start?
Guys that are into cars, red flag.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Major red flag for straight women, cars.
Okay. And lizards, and lizards.
And lizards.
Which you didn't bring up. You didn't bring up the lizards in the room. Did you get nervous?
I was kind of disappointed.
We were talking about other things.
He was giving lizard energy, and you were like,
lizard
oh, you might
energy.
Have one.
God, what did we talk about?
Well, it was all dating. I'm trying to think.
Really Tashira loves to fight. She's never lost an argument.
Tashira came out the gates hot, revealing her true self, saying she loves to argue. Are you just super honest, or you want to let somebody know who you are up front? That way you have
it all
out.
Want to let people know. I think that's my red flag.
What?
Arguing is my red flag.
What do you
wait,
mean?
That's your red flag.
Oh, like, that's your...
That's my red flag.
Oh.
I hate someone to argue.
But you weren't shy about it. You weren't like, I'm going to hide this about myself.
Because I feel like it's a point to let people know before I scare them away.
I love that.
I think Desiree let us know that it's okay to cry at the movies.
Yeah.
Right?
You want me to headline that?
Oh, she spent 9 hours watching Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Desiree has devoted 9 hours of her life to watching Oppenheimer in a theater.
No regrets.
No regrets. Can anyone top her? Let us know.
Did you like the Barbie movie?
It was fine.
Whoa.
Oh. Hot take.
Okay.
Wow. Why, just because she's a woman?
She's dressed as...
I'm Ken. Oh. I'm Ken. Spencer, God, you want to throw one out there? What'd you experience?
It's really weird having a date with two guys standing there filming. I don't recommend it.
Probably gives you a newfound appreciation for porno stars,
yeah.
though.
You know,
yeah. Or that's, that was date. My big takeaway today, was yeah. I have a newfound appreciation for porno stars.
Yeah. Shout out to porno stars, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Farmer meets a... What was it? Farmer meets a wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out to the girl that we can't say her name, but...
Somebody beat us to our own gig. Farmer meets a wife. Stole one of... Spencer's candidates.
Celebrity AI.
Oh, my God. Facebook is wilding out, creating fake identities for celebrities we love and hate. Coco. No, I like Coco. I'm just saying.
Drama with cocoa.
I don't hate any of them.
Cereal.
Oh, yeah, cereal.
In a shocking revelation, cereal boxes are staring your kids in the face at grocery stores.
And so were people in India.
When you're shopping at Amazon Co. Yes.
Something smells fishy.
Fragrance companies everywhere are scamming us. Your $340 Tom Ford cologne is trash. And you can find it at Bath & Body Works for $5.99 in a life-size container you can spray over your shits.
I can appreciate the passion you just showed with that.
Yeah, me too.
I like
that.
It.
I see that.
We had legal counsel.
We did.
On today's show.
Thank God for the legal counsel. Thank God for today's legal counsel. We'd be sued without her.
True. We will be reaching out to Tashira multiple times over the next rest of my life.
If Spencer doesn't date her, she's our new legal analyst.
She's on retainer.
Yeah.
Crispy.
What's crispy?
Me?
Chicken.
Oh!
Crispy.
Fast food chains everywhere are scamming us. No longer can you find a fried chicken sandwich, but you can enjoy a healthy crispy sandwich. Wait, anywhere.
Is KFC going to change its name?
They did. It nope. used to be, well, no, don't sue me, but it used to be Kentucky Fried Chicken, but now the signs are slowly changing to just KFC.
Oh.
What does the F
Kentucky's
stand for?
Fun Crispy.
It could be Kentucky Crispy Chicken. K. Oh.
No, that's not it.
They're fucked.
Is that it?
No, there's stuff.
Will there be a date too? We'll never know until Spencer tells us. I guess that's the thing. There's no winners. There's no losers.
Not in the game of love. Well.
But we are going to follow up, correct?
We will follow up in future episodes and we will know.
And so it's all up to, are you guys going to exchange numbers? And just see if something happens.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like the end of Inception. Like, there's no clear ending.
Yeah. Right. Was it a dream? Also, just a side note, in the future, if you are, like, stalking and you find their Instagrams and you go down that rabbit hole, please, for the rest of their lives, do not leave comments saying, what happened with Spencer? Or, like, date Spencer? Because that's so annoying. That's just a side note. So please don't do that.
And if they end up together, I'm pretty sure you'll know about it.
That is true.
So, well,
wrap it up.
I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode of the Shane Dawson Podcast. Make sure you're following all of us on social media. If these two lovely women want to be found, then Shane will also link them in the description below. Jared and Sandy have a vlogging channel. Chris is uploading more frequently, and we're all here on YouTube. Thank you guys so much. Shop your Shane Dawson merch at ShaneDawsonMerch.com. And we hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Wow. Well, there you guys go. Hopefully you enjoyed this. Honestly, I'm going to say this. I said this earlier during the break. This is my favorite episode we've ever done.
It's definitely something.
So fun. You guys were so game and so fun and had such real moments. And it was just such a great moment. So thank you guys for all the enjoyment. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time. For season 2. Just kidding.
Manifesting a breakup for Chris.
No. See you guys next time. Bye.